Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, amen, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, to our men, our ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you good evening, good evening, and a good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you. God bless you all. Bless Monday. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come give you an honor. Who's the head of my life? I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson.
Yes, yes, honor yes, to
Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, and Barbara Elect Smith, and everyone at ADM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, God. We come to your throne boldly. God, just thanking you just for another day, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We realize you didn't have to let us see this day, God. But in spite of all our flaws, God, our filthiness, God, we say thank you for giving us another opportunity, God, to get it right with you. Another opportunity to receive salvation, God. Another opportunity to receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We lift up every leader that it is. God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let them stay up on the wall, God, and not come down, God. Continue just put into them, God, what you will have them to pour out to us in the name of Jesus, God. And as they pour it out to us, God, let us sit and receive, God. Receive and be obedient, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We have so much
yes.
to thank you for today, God. We can't help but to thank you anyhow, God.
Yes.
No matter what circumstances, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus this day, God. Oh, God, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Continue to guard our heart, God, and our minds in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family members today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to just pull on them, God. Save, deliver, and set them free in the name of Jesus, God. Don't forget about
yes.
our youth, God. We lift our youth up to you, God. Continue to keep them covered, God, up under the blood of Jesus, God. As they go to school, even on the playground, even in their home, God, still shield and protect them in their home, God. Because we realize, God, some of our youth, God, they don't have the have the things that they need to have in their home, like food, gas, and water, God. So we ask you, God, that they supply their every needs in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they can come up being young, respectable citizen, God, in you, God, the one that's want to cry out to the other you, so in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you today, God, so much we can thank you. Thank you for, God. We can't say it all in one day, but on the thing we can say is just thank you, God. Continue, God, to let us walk in that narrow way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray today that you make every crooked road straight in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue this. Have your Holy Ghost hand comes upon us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us eat because we're hungry. We're thirsty, God, like never before. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we travel this journey, God, we thank you, Hadoboshe, God. Sometimes the road get rough, huh? But we have, Hadoboshe, just keep pushing, God. We keep just walking in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us continue to lay before you like never
yes,
before
yes.
us. calling out your name, Jesus. Every situation that we have, let us continue to call out your name, because no other help that we know, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you for your blessing, God. We thank you for your strength, God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. So we realize, God, if it had not been for you, God, we'd surely be on a mess, God. God, we know that without a shadow of doubt. So we just say thank you, God. Oh, God, we lift up every person that's on the internet, God, the laptop, the phone today, God. Oh, God, let something be said to them to do encourage them in the name of Jesus, God. God, by your stripes, we'll heal in the name of Jesus, God. Let somebody be healed today, God, by your power, God. Let somebody be set free today, God. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let somebody's joy just be bubbling over like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We for your peace abide in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say thank you, God. Oh, God, I ask the Lord, God, even the four corners of the world, God, let somebody see your salvation today, God. It doesn't matter, the Lord, God, because we realize that only souls need to be saved today, God. Soul needs to be lifted up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift them up to you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that they have, that you encourage somebody. It's just about on the edge, to give up, but I pray, God, today that your word go out and let them know it's no time to give up. You can make it. Just begin to call on Jesus. Somebody right now needs your salvation, God. Oh, I pray, God, that same person, God, that gets saved today in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, begin to shake us, God. Give us that passion, God, that we can love one another, in your name, Jesus. Give us that passion, God, that we can tell a sinner, man, it's never too late. It's never too late to call on the name of Jesus. Let him know how. Oh, God, God, we got to let him know how. In the name of Jesus, we got to let him know time is winding up. Time is getting shorter. It's time to call on the name of Jesus. It's time to time out for playing church, God. We got to be real with this thing. We realize today, God, we only can't. God, we got to live it when we got to walk in the name of Jesus, out of our son, Lord, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you how you're bringing us up, Lord, that we won't bow down, that we won't blend in with the king, God. We won't say, nothing but yes to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you lift every, ADM members up today, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to shield and protect. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. All things, these things we ask you this afternoon, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Let your purpose to be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask that you come into me.
Thank you, Lord.
And work it all out for the good. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. For working it out. And we thank you for the mother. When you walk it for Father God, to your altar, Lord God, that everything will be done by your will, and in order. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you honor. Holy Spirit of the living God, we give you thanks. One today.
Thank you for
this marvelous money. And we praise you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. And at this time, praise God. We're going to bring in our own pastor, apostle, something special. Man of God. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless everyone. God bless everyone, especially all over the world that is engaging and ready to engage into prayer. My God Almighty, to trigger and say to them, not to my God, not to do anything else, but to continue and forward. I thank God. You have just because of God, I worship in the midst of your home, to worship the living God in the midst of your. about you, it is for you. And everything that the devil done said, it is a lie. And we just want to take a few minutes and just magnify the living God. Some of you just need to take a few minutes and just give God a thanks, because I know you probably had a busy day at work, probably had a stressful day today, amen. But we nevertheless, we're going to give God the glory and give God the worship, because I know that if somebody is ready to shake themselves loose, I know that if somebody just say, you know what, I'm ready to go forward with my finances, with my life, with my prayer, with my worship, with my peace, with my mind that is stayed on the Lord. And if that's you, I'm telling you right now, you just need to shut off the TV, my God Almighty. Begin to just get into a secret place of the Lord, of the Most High, because God is ready to begin a shaking in your life and begin to ready to shake some things around you. God is ready to begin to engage in some things into your life. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you right now, I am ready to lock and load and engage into things of the Lord, because He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to worship. You just go ahead and take a few minutes and just magnify His holy name. Just worship His holy name, because He is worthy to be praised. And we give Him the glory. We give Him the thing. If it have not been for Him on our side, many of us got a testimony say, I don't know where I will be. Some of us will say, I know where I'll be. I'll be dead and gone. I'll be somewhere locked up. I'll be somewhere in a hospital bed. I'll be somewhere in a crazy house. But at the end of the day, I thank God that He is on our side. Thank God that He's been walking with us. And somebody this afternoon, just give God that you've been by my side. I thank you for keeping me sealed. I thank you when they counted me out, you're still counting me in. I thank you that you allowed this sickness, allowed this infirmity to take me out or take the truck. I thank you. I'm no drug. From the
depths of my soul. Yes, yes, yes.
So I'll step right in. Something that I'm able to trust with now. Oh, I keep a saint. My God. Warm against you or anything about you because of whatever you connected to is blessed. Whatever you are, my God Almighty, praying for is blessed. It's not going to prosper and it's not going to work. And we, because He is worthy to be praised. Oh, my God Almighty. It's going to be a very interesting week. But one thing about it, we're going to engage into fasting and praying. We're going to engage into things. Because at the end of the day, things that comes into your life, things that trouble you, it's because of the enemy want to keep you stuck. It's because of the enemy want to stop you from getting to your blessed place. It's because of the enemy want to stop you from growing. It's because of the enemy don't want you to see. Don't want you to see tomorrow, because it knows the moment when you get into your blessed place, the moment when you're going to stop allowing naysayers stop you from going into your blessed place, the moment when you start dealing with your own issues, the enemy knows that's the moment that everything that is connected to you going to be set free. That's the moment where everything is connected to you going to receive the Lord as their personal Savior. That's the moment when things going to change. That's the moment when He had a stronghold over you, the stronghold will not be working. It will be broken in the name of Jesus. That's the moment that it will not work. And I know that many of you right now that sin, that listen, I don't know how God's going to do it, but we already approaching to the last 6 months. Let me tell you something, baby. It could be the last 6 months or the last 3 hour. God said it, He will do it. And everything that the devil said he is alive. So we're going to get ready to engage into the things of the heaven, get ready to seek the things of the heaven, get ready to call the seeking in our lives, because at the end of the day, I will not be more removed from the things of the Lord, from the will of the Lord. And we want to give him the praise. My God. Listen, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know that the God is ready to engage into those things. I'm telling you right now that your life is time to be moved. It's time for you to come out of the place. It's time for you to come out of the valley. It's time for you to get out of the desert. My God Almighty, even though the children of Israel, they was in the valley, my God, the desert for a long time, more than a time that they should have been spent in time. But it was a day that it arose, and it was a time that came and said, it's enough of enough that you are in this valley for whatever reason that you are still stuck here. It's time for you to cross over, my God, the river. Cross over that thing that got a divide between you and your blessed place. Some of you that tonight that is listening, you don't been in a stuck place. My God, it seems like you've been in a valley with different issues, a valley with different problems, a valley with church hurt, a valley with people hurt, a valley with gossip, a valley with all this. It seems like every time I move from one place, they come in looking at me again. Every time I leave one ministry, they come in coming in again. At the end of the day, we're going to stop right there in our tracks, and we're going to get ready to cross over the Jordan River, because at the end of the day, I refuse to allow our finances be tied up, your health to be tied up, your ministry to be tied up, your soul and salvation to be tied up, your happiness to be tied up, your joy to be tied up. At the end of the day, you need to tell yourself and speak to yourself in the Holy Ghost that I'm going to get ready to cross over this valley, and once I cross over this river, cross over this issue, whichever line before me on the other side, I'm ready to fight, because I refuse to stay in the same place. Listen, listen, listen. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost, and I want to give him the praise. My. I refuse to stay in the same place. Listen, saints of God, many times, my God, before we go into prayer, we want to engage into assignment right quick, and we want to engage into a target. We're going to have our target and an assignment each night where we can engage into, but we can break these shackles off our minds, off our life, off our hands, off our finances, off our peace, my God Almighty, off our walk with Christ. Amen. One of the most number one things that it causing us or causing individual to be stuck in their personal life is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is one of the things. It's like quicksand. It's like as you're walking, and without unforgiveness, you begin to sink in quicksand. Many of us, we got some things in our heart, but we got things in our heart and things in our minds that is bringing affliction to our spirit, to where we have not forgave individuals yet. And because of unforgiveness, or true unforgiveness, because once you forgive somebody, my God, I can still talk with you. I can still sit beside you. I can eat with you. I can walk with you. But at the end of the day, I know how far to go with you. Amen. You got to understand something. Unforgiveness, especially in the body of Christ, it weighs so heavy. Many of those that say, listen, I forgive them, but I don't want nothing to do with them. But listen, you have not forgave. Because if you're in the body of Christ and walking with God, what would you think if God don't told you that I forgive you for the wrong that you've done? I forgive you for all the persecution or the lies that you've done. I forgive you, my God Almighty, when you repent to me, I forgive you, but guess what? I don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. How would you feel that God says, I forgive you of your weakness. I forgive you of the things that you've done. I forgive you of the things that you cause turmoil between me and your relationship. But I don't want nothing nothing to do with you. You've got to understand between wisdom or separation. Because for the love, the Bible says, love is the greatest commandment of all. At the end of the day, saints of God, I can still love you, I can still deal with you, but I also have wisdom to walk with you. We, as a saint of God, our life becomes stuck, it becomes a hindrance and a cap over our life, and we trying to find out why we are in this place. Why, God, that we still constantly walking around the mountain? Why by this time all the sowing that I did, all the giving that I did, by this time why my finances ain't loose? Why my prosperity ain't not been released in my life? Why, God, is this is so possible? Why? One of the things that we're just going to deal with tonight, but we're going to have a whole list as this week go on, is unforgiveness. The question is, have you truly forgave ones that don't talk about you, don't lie on you, don't persecute you? Have you forgave different ones? Now, if you say, listen, I forgave them, but I want nothing to do with them. No, it's impossible for you not to engage into your brothers and sisters. At the end of the day, we got to love regardless if they're wrong. We got to love regardless if they're right. Regardless of whatever it is, I still have to love you with a true love and the love of God. I still need to call you regardless if you just lied on me and just tell you everything going to be all right when I see you not walking, my God, or doing your best. Because true forgiveness, my God, keep a release open in the spirit realm. True forgiveness keep us moving in the spirit realm. It's the moment that forgiveness is not there to where God's hands is tied. He cannot do anything. Because we as saints of God, we got to understand and look at when we repenting, we asking God for his forgiveness. Some of us, so we instead of saying, Lord, I repent, we'll say, Lord, forgive me. I forgive me, God. Forgive me that I did. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of this what I called. Forgive me of my behavior. Forgive me of this here. But we don't want God said, I forgave you, but I still don't want nothing to do with you. Amen. So we got to watch our motives. And a lot of times, the enemy, it hides itself into small details of things, and he don't want to reveal itself in the big detail because you can pinpoint him. And if you can pinpoint him, your success is success by bringing a successful attack on you, he will not be successful. But if he can hide in the small detail, most of the time in the small details that he hides individual feelings. He hides individual emotions. He hides in these different places to where you're not noticing that the enemy is hiding in. And it will prevent you from moving forward. It will sabotage your ministry. It will sabotage your walk. It will sabotage your career. It will sabotage family relationship. It will sabotage marriage relationship. Amen. Some of you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, listen, that been 3 years ago. That been 5 years ago. That been 2 days ago. That been 6 months ago. I got to move on. I'm not in that place. I forgive you. I love you. Matter of fact, do you want to go and get something to eat? My God, because I love you. Watch this, saints of God. Many of you, especially all over the world, you probably said, well, Pastor, what shall I do then? How can I engage into somebody that they just told all kinds of lies? Wisdom, you are not going to be able to engage into people. You're not going to be able to engage into personalities, different personalities.
or different character. You always get trapped into the shenanigans or the garbage or the foolishness. Amen. And you will always continue to wind up, my God, wherever you went to. You could go to a different state. The problem is still see you right there. You can move across the map. The problem will still see you right there. You could go out of space. If there's some people's out of space, you're still going to visit the problem right there. So it's not the problem of different things that is going around us. Y'all hear me now. It's the problem how we address. It's the problem how we deal. It's the problem how we approach. It's the problem of the perspective we have. It's the maturity level that the body of Christ to come into. And because of that, we constantly being in a stuck place. And guess what, saints of God? That's the first thing. I hope you're writing this down. That's the first thing. If the enemy wants to mess up your life, the first thing he wants you to do is stop. Because it is hard for him to hit a moving target. My God Almighty. Because the enemy lost his sharpshooting skill when he got kicked out of heaven. He lost his ability to be a sharpshooter. So now he needs his prey to stop. Now he needs the individual to stop moving. Otherwise, I need you to stop praying. I need you to stop dreaming. I need you to stop having vision. I need you to stop thinking that this is your family. This is your home. I need you to stop thinking that you got peace. I need you to stop thinking that you got victory. Because the moment the enemy can get you to stop in place, get you to stop and look at your issues, get you to stop and look at different things, that's the moment that the enemy can overtake you. Because he cannot deal with a target that is moving. He cannot deal with an individual that is constantly on the move, an individual that is constantly bobbing weed, as the boxing language might go by, as the individual is constantly on the go. Because when you on the go, engage into the things of the Lord, engage into prayer, engage into worship, engage into the things of the Lord, the enemy have difficulties, my God, trying to hit you. He has difficulties trying to find you. He has difficulties trying to understand how he can bring a attack into you for God, for you can get out of place for your blessing, for you can get out of place for your healing, for you can get out of place for your deliverance. So the number one thing, saints of God, don't allow your footsteps, my God Almighty, to be in a stuck place, my God. Don't allow your walk to be in a place where you're not walking no more. You're stopping and thinking, God, what's going on with this? You into your feelings. You into your emotions. You just stop. And because you just stop, now the enemy can launch an attack upon you. So the next attack where the enemy will launch upon you, when he got an individual to stop, is division, separation. Now you are called separation in your life. He calls in your feelings, calls in your emotions to bring on a separation. In other words, what we call it now, we call it shutting down. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, you're dealing with an adversary, because God didn't call a man or calls a woman to be on an island by themselves. You're dealing with a demonic spirit, and now he engaged in you. He got you as a target, and now he begins to shoot his weapons on you. So what his primary goal is to what? My Bible tells me he comes to destroy. He comes to steal. He comes to take everything from you. My God, if you hear me tonight. So the enemy is trying to get you to stop, get you to divide, get you into a place to where he can slaughter you. He's going to make sure that your joy never come back. He want to make sure that your peace will never come back. He want to make sure that you do not engage into your financial prosperity, into different things. You always have financial difficulty. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You're working day by day just to meet the necessities of your financial ability. He don't want you to walk in health. He wants you to stay on medication. He wants you to stay on all the side effect mess. He don't want you to have a testimony that God is good. Is there anybody tonight? I feel it right there? Is there anybody tonight know that God is good? So what we have to do as saints of God, we got to begin to walk into forgiveness. Regardless if this was you was the problem, or regardless if you was not the problem, my God Almighty, we got to walk in true forgiveness. We got to walk in true forgiveness in church, in ministry, in assignment, in husband and wife relationship, job relationship, employees relationship. Regardless of what, we have to walk in true forgiveness, because many of us, we are still holding on what we got done in our childhood. Yes, it was an unfortunate thing that been molested, you have been raped, but you got to forgive them, because at this moment in your life, you're not in control, they in control. And they are not in control if the demonic spirit is in control. Your life is stuck, and now when everybody comes, my God, in your life, you think because you don't be in an abusive relationship, you have not forgave or got over that relationship or abuse, everybody around you is abusive. Everybody look at you is abusive. Everything about you is abusive. Well, somebody come at you is abusive. Amen. Because unforgiveness is killing the body of Christ, and it's killing them, my God Almighty, from receiving their joy, killing them for receiving their peace, killing them for receiving their, my God, their happiness. I don't know about you, but I know that the Heavenly Father, the Spirit of the Living God, ready to penetrate, my God, to help you to get to that place where you're able to forgive. So therefore, God, in the name of Jesus, as we engage upon our assignment to realign and readjust, for we can walk into a place of complete forgiveness, and we shall hit the target in the name of Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost, to give us wisdom to walk with different ones that don't lie on us, to walk with different ones that don't stole and don't steal, walk with different ones that don't manipulate us. In the name of Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost, to bring true forgiveness in our life. Allow us to see who hurt us, who did us wrong, who did this and did that, for we can begin to address it in a proper way. In the name of Jesus, we go back into our childhood. In the name of Jesus, if we have issues with our parents, we ask you, God, we forgive them. We forgive ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we forgive all the perpetrators. We forgive everything that is in our life. In the name of Jesus, we forgive those that don't hurt us in church. We forgive those that we don't find trust in, but you know, took our trust and use it for, my God Almighty, evil works. We forgive them now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, you have mercy on us tonight as we give out ourselves, for we can begin to engage in you, for we can begin to walk in the Holy Ghost. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Help us, Lord, that if anything in our spirits that become envy and bitterness, we ask you to remove it right now in Jesus' name, because we want to get back on track. On track with our message, on track with our visions, on track with our dreams, on track with our happiness, on track, God, in the name of Jesus, with our prosperity, on track, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, teach us the strategies and help us to engage in the things of the enemy in the area of unforgiveness, that we can begin to continue to move, that we won't cause our life, cause our spirit to be stuck. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the forgiveness. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a cause of the body of Christ, a cause of individuals to be stuck. Because a lot of us have not been completely delivered, or not all the way delivered. For unforgiveness, we bring it to new relationships. We bring that to new relationships, new church, new relationship, new jobs, new relationship, new friends, new relationships. And it's a moment of time because of the wound have not been healed properly. It's a moment of time before the wound be re-back open. And now you're going to begin to engage into everything that is around you because you're thinking that they are the one that is hurting you. You're thinking that they are the one that is causing that pain. Where this pain was caused from your childhood. Where this pain was caused from your walk of your life. Where this pain was caused for the different things that you engaged in. Unforgiveness. We got to learn how to forgive saints of God. We got to learn how to forgive people of God. True forgiveness is not saying, baby, I forgive you, but I don't want nothing to do with you. Everything you do to man, just ask yourself, would I want God to do me like that? Not saying that we have to be ignorant or individuals, that we are foolish. If we see a snake hole and that snake bit me in my hole, not saying we got to reach our hand back there in there again and see if we can find something in there. No, we have to walk with wisdom. God, we ask you to give us wisdom. And not only give us wisdom, but teach us how to apply it in different areas in our life. Because when I have wisdom, I can love you. But I know that if you're an individual, you need to get delivered of a gossiper. I will watch what I share with you. But it doesn't stop my love for you. I just got to watch my conversation with you. If you're an individual that you have a problem with money, I love you, but I know you got a problem of paying money back. So I forgave what I did, but I choose not to allow you to borrow anything. I choose not to now allow you to do that because I don't want to jeopardize our relationship. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. And we walk with wisdom, we can keep our hearts clean, and we don't have to worry about envy or different things that comes in our life to cause us to be stuck. Yes, they lied on me in church. They hurted me in my last church. They did all this kind of stuff. All this foolishness went on. But you know what? I forgave them what they did to me because I understand now that they come there because they need help just like I need help. So wisdom would tell me certain ones I cannot position myself with. I have to keep myself covered with the Lord. Wisdom, saints of God. And because of wisdom, it will keep you safe. And because of us that did not walk with wisdom and went where we should, it caused an attack to come. So therefore, forgive so you can move on to engage and inherit in the things of your life. Listen, saints of God, we thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray and fast all this week. We're going to continue to go from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. again for the rest of this week. But on tomorrow, before we come back on at 7 p.m., amen, on tomorrow, I'd love for you to call anybody. Call family, call friends, call whoever. If you're truly ready to move forward and engage, first of all, I want you to go tonight. I want you to go and face every issue that came into your life, if it was in church or if it's in your past, if it's come from your childhood. I want you to go tonight. I want you to go and look at it and face it. Bring it back to your remembrance. And once you bring it back to your remembrance, some of you probably need to weep. You need to weep. You need to cry. You need to release it. You need to do that. Some of you probably just need to scream. You need to holler. You need to do that. Whatever it's going to take, once you sit in and get brought back. And after you're done, I want you to release it to the Lord. And say, God, I want you to pray. God, I turn this over to you. I turn all this pain, all this hurt that I engaged into my life, my childhood, being raped. Mother and father wasn't there, rejected, don't even must know. Molested. I turn it over to you. Abuse, child abuse. I turn it all over to you. My love been crushed. My spirit been crushed. I turn it all over to you. After I don't release it. And once you don't turn it over to the Lord, and you gave it to the Lord, tomorrow, I want you to call everyone that you can think of and just ask for forgiveness. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to call. I'm going to send out texts. I'm going to do everything that I can do and just say, whatever I done to you in your life, whatever I done did, if I did anything, what I don't know of or things that I, if I did know of and I already asked you forgiveness, I ask you to forgive me again. If I didn't do anything, I don't know. I probably said something that I did not know to offend you. I just ask you to forgive me because I want my avenue clean. And I don't want anything to stop me from my blessed place. Please ask them. Clean it up. And once you clean it up, you're going to see how good it's going to make you feel. It's going to make you feel so much lighter. Then now you don't hit the reset button. And guess what? After you done that, it's time to walk with wisdom. From that point on, walk with wisdom. And therefore, you don't have to worry about engaging into anything else. Listen, I thank God for each and every one of you. It's always been a blessed time. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's time for you to move forward. It's time for us to move forward into the things of God. It's time for us to walk in wisdom. So please follow these steps as the Holy Ghost lead us. Number one, let's go ahead and face the things tonight. Let's go back into our memories because some of us is still haunting us now. And because of these things cause portals. Porters are doors in the spirit realm that demonic spirits or spirits use as access points to come over into this world, from the natural world to the spiritual world. And they use these areas. And these areas of unforgiveness and these different things in our life, it causes doors to be opened in our life. Let's shut these doors. Let's go ahead and address these things. Let's get forgiveness. Yes, you've been lied on. We all have. Yes, your kindness done been taken for granted. We have. Yes, they just slandered you. I understand. Yes, they started up so much trouble and called somebody to retaliate at you that you ain't even know nothing about. We understand. Yes, they use you. We know. Yes. I can't get it. But they raped me. I don't know who she. Pastor, he molested me. He molested me. Why? I didn't choose this. I didn't want to be here, Pastor. I understand, daughter. I understand, son. But if we don't forgive him, or if we don't forgive her, they're going to be constantly be control of your life. And your life will not be reached its full potential that it needs to be. So let's not give them the victory. They're going to have to meet the Father for everything that they've done. The Bible says there's no sin. It's not going to go undealt with before you leave this earth. God can handle things better than we can. It's time for your life, your ministry, to come into the place where it needs to be. God needs you blessed. Pastor, well, he beat me. She jumped on me. I've been in an abusive relationship. I can't move forward. But daughter or son, if you can't move forward, you're going to begin to damage everything that is around you. And your life is not going to be able to move forward. But if you forgive them and begin to move, you can take your life back. You can take your healthiness back. You can take it back right now. Is anybody going to take it back tonight? Take your happiness back. Take your joy back. Don't allow nobody, nothing to separate you from your ministry, from your church, from the place that's been feeding your spirit. You take it back. So engage into these things tonight. Then we're going to cast them and give them to the Lord. And say, God, this is my final time holding on to myself. I give them to you. I give it all to you. In the name of Jesus. Then we're going to call everyone that we know. Send our text
forgive for whatever I've done. Forgive, just forgive. Then from that point on, we're going to walk with wisdom, because our slate is clean. And the Bible say God don't throw it in the sea of forgiveness. He don't even must remember what you're going to talk about or thinking about. Now we're going to live again. We're going to dream again. We're going to have our visions again. We're going to keep engaging. I am what God say I am. I am a man of God. I am a woman of God. I can do this. I will do this. I am not backing off. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going forward. My home is blessed. We're going to be financial free. We're going to be living in our positive health. We're going to have our joy. We're having our happiness. I am going to have a vision again. I'm dreaming again. I'm dreaming again. Amen. And amen. Pastor Smith, I give it back to you so you could close out. God bless all of you.
Amen. Praise God for our apostles, for those words of wisdom, those words of encouragement. And know this, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Just keep it moving, baby. Just keep it moving. And you come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and then again at 7 p.m. where the Lord is going to meet us there and give us his wisdom and his knowledge. Until then, you be blessed of the Lord. Have a God-blessed night. Show me.